Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Life Hackers, the show that's going to have you life hacking your way through existence like an all-chemical guru of the material plane. Is that too much?
A little bit too much, Sarah, I reckon, yeah.
Hello, Life Hackers.
Hello. So here we are.
Here we are again.
Back in the Life Hack Arena.
In the Life Hack Arena.
How the devil are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Drummond. How are you?
I'm not near so bad, near so bad. Oh. Who do you think the first person was that said, how the devil are you?
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Do you think it might have been Aleister Crowley?
He's one of your favourites, isn't he?
A magician.
He's a wizard, isn't he?
He's a wizard.
Yes. I seem to remember being sat in a house somewhere in deepest, darkest Devon.
Right.
While you were showing a couple of people around the house. And I was sat on the sofa reading Aleister Crowley.
Oh, I'd have loved that. It'd be like Drummond's reading Aleister Crowley.
And you know, since I read that, and I wasn't reading it really, I was...
Browsing.
Gazing at it.
Yeah.
I just can't stop seeing references to Aleister Crowley everywhere.
Really? That's so a bit spooky.
And it's got to the point, right?
Yeah.
That I've recently moved to Royal Leamington Spa.
Right.
And you know he was born and bred in Royal Leamington Spa, don't you?
Why are you saying Royal? Is that what they call it?
Because it makes it sound more posh.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Was he really?
He was.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, I'm not as obsessed with Aleister Crowley as I am with Charles Manson, for example.
Yeah, you've got a thing for like weird men and cult leaders. You do. You do. Aleister Crowley.
Yeah.
Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Who's that comedian?
He's Russell Brand.
Russell Brand. There you go. He's a bit of a Manson-like character, isn't he?
He would play a brilliant Charles Manson, wouldn't he?
Well, there is a Charles Manson film coming out, of course, soon.
Of course.
And you know who is Manson, don't you?
Who?
Doctor Who.
I don't watch that.
Matt Smith.
Oh, well, I'm not interested unless it's Russell Brand.
There should never be another film made of Charles Manson unless it's going to have Russell Brand
exactly.
in the lead part.
Exactly. He'd play a great... Charles Manson.
Look where we've got to already just from saying
hello.
Hello,
just saying hello. It's bonkers, isn't it? What have you been up to this week? Anything interesting?
Well...
Bit of this, bit of that. We've been dealing, ducking and diving.
I've been playing a bit of golf.
Oh, have you? Yeah. I think I saw it on your Instagram.
Did you? Yeah. I've loved golf since a very young age.
Yes.
But after my car accident, I wasn't able to play so much. So I'm enjoying being fit and healthy and being able to play.
Oh, good. Yeah. Jolly good. Yeah. Glad you enjoyed that. Drummond drove into a tree once, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, wouldn't recommend it.
No.
No.
But thank God he's all right.
I'm all right, yeah.
And you're quite good at golf, aren't you?
Hey.
Do you know who does play golf? Our guest coming on later, Zoe Hardman.
She doesn't play golf.
She's a golfer.
Rubbish.
She's good. She's very good at golf.
Girls don't play golf.
Drummond.
I'm joking.
You wind your neck back in right
now. You think I'm not a feminist, don't you?
Well, with comments like that, do you blame me?
No, not really. I was listening to something interesting about... feminists and feminism, though.
Were you?
Ricky Gervais on another podcast was chatting about it and saying, I just don't understand how feminists can be taken in a negative way. How can that be negative? And he's right.
Yeah, of course he's right.
But why is everyone chatting about it the whole time?
Who? Who's chatting about
everybody,
it? Everybody.
Put them on to me. You go.
What do you mean?
I mean that I can count on one hand the number of women that I think are not at least my equal. So why do we need to chat about it all the time?
On one
hand.
Because women are
equal.
On one hand you can count.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I mean, most women...
Who are these women that aren't your equal?
Well,
tell me who they are.
There's a few. There is a... I don't want to give you names, but I have come across it. Look, here I am fiddling with a hairband.
Yeah, you are. Whose hair toggle is that?
Don't know.
Put it down. Might have head lice in it.
So what have you been up to? Playing golf?
I don't play golf. I did have a go once, but I find it very boring.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what my attention span's like. I can't do that. It's so boring. It's so slow.
What is it? It's slow, right?
It's slow. It's the speed. It's like, oh, come on, move it. Why is everyone walking so slowly?
See, the game of golf is being transformed at the moment, and the Royal and Ancient Golf Club, who are in this country the rules officials, they're actually trying to speed the game up. No, listen, and they've called it ready golf, right?
So ready, steady golf.
When it's your ball, when you get to your ball, if you're ready to play the ball, you hit it, right?
Right.
Because in the past, you have to be gentlemanly, and whoever's furthest away from the hole goes first,
right?
Which is what I love about the game. So what you find boring because it's slow is actually what I love about it, and I think it's an amazing game. And it teaches you life values. And in fact, recently I've become an ambassador for the Golf Foundation, which is a charity. And it's all about getting kids,
you're such a celeb,
particularly young women, into golf. Because I'm not a celeb.
You're such a celeb being an ambassador for a charity.
I'm not.
Look, you loved that. That's why you stopped telling stories. Go, oh, I'm not.
I'm not. I'm just making it.
Tell me again.
I'm an ambassador for the Golf Foundation.
I'm a celebrity ambassador for the Golf Foundation. I'm just getting women in because I'm just such a feminist.
Oh, hi there. Hi, little lady. I didn't see you there.
Hey there, little lady.
I didn't tell... Did I tell you I was an ambassador for the Golf Foundation?
God, Drammen. So you're a golfing ambassador.
Yeah.
Listen, do it, like, if you're such an ambassador, make it a fast version where it's like... you know.
There is. It's been invented by the Golf Foundation, but I won't go into it.
No, don't.
People can look it up.
Listen, I like a golf buggy. That's fun. When I was filming that Place in the Sun, I used to always love getting in a golf buggy, driving around, having a laugh.
Yeah.
And that's all good. That's fast enough for me.
I bet you stayed at loads of golf courses, didn't you?
Loads. Having to knock your balls in holes all the time.
Steady on. Here we go.
Here we go.
Trust you to drive it down. You filth bag.
What? Hitting a ball in a hole?
I don't know.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? Come on.
Well, I haven't been up to much, really. I've been seeing friends, doing baby stuff. My friend made a matching baby, which is cute. So one of my best friends, she has a baby. He's a few months younger than Oliver. He's fallen in love with her daughter, though, who's three.
Right.
Yeah.
He likes an older lady.
He likes an older lady. It was caressing and cuddling her.
Ooh.
Yeah, he just stayed cuddling her for ages, a very long time. It's very cute. So I'm hoping they'll get married when they're older.
Well, my niece, who's six or seven, she was in love recently. She
really?
Told me. Yeah.
With
and
who?
To a chap called Oliver or Oscar. I can't remember. But anyway, I remember picking her up from school one day and saying, "How's your boyfriend?" And she said, "Sorry, Hugh. Sorry, who?" And I saw I knew something was up.
Yeah.
And then I said, "Oliver or Oscar. Not sure. One of the two." And she said, "Oh, him, yeah. Well, I don't love him anymore." And I said, "Why is that?" And she said, "Because he pulls funny faces." And I thought, if ever there was a reason to dump someone.
They pull funny faces.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
But Oliver's met his first love, has he?
I think so, yeah. It'll be not, but it would also be a bit weird, you know, if you're not, you know, well, this is weird, right?
Yeah.
But if you're combining genes from your best friend's genes and your own genes, like if they got married and had children, then that would be my friend's genes and my genes in a human.
Yeah.
That is weird.
You do go some places, don't you, in your
head. Brain, I know. It's a very complicated place.
Yeah. I see what you mean, though.
Yeah. It'd be weird.
I'm slightly shocked that you're thinking about that already, though. They've only
I
just
know.
Met.
I mean, I'm going overboard. I mean, they won't be in love anymore.
I don't think you
want
to put too much pressure on them just yet.
Oliver is 10 months old. He's getting on a bit. Got to start thinking about these things.
Poor chap.
Four little lollipops.
Do you think you'll have another one?
No.
All right. Well.
All right then. Shall we get on to life hacks?
That's why we're here.
Yes.
It's your turn to go first.
Is it my turn?
And I think I'm going to remind myself of the score, even though I know it's going to be painful.
Go on.
You're
tell
thrashing
me the score.
Me, aren't you?
Go I on. Am. What is it?
4-2 to you.
4-2.
You were 2-0 down, and it's now 4-2. So hats off to you, old bean.
Thanks very much. Mm. So life hacking today.
Yeah.
My life hack in the life hack arena is all about being hands free.
Okie dokie. Yep.
Why does that sound so wrong?
I don't know.
Why does that sound wrong? Hands free. So we travel a lot. I travel a lot anyway.
Yep.
We used to travel a lot. Suitcases. I always like, well, actually, when I did Place in Sun, I had two suitcases. Because you'd be going away for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And instead of wearing the same dress 5 days in a row,
mm-hmm.
I'd take two of the same outfit,
yeah.
or three of the same outfit, depending on
otherwise,
whether it's a heat wave.
You'd be
I was rank.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. You see these presenters in place and suddenly you think they look all glamorous, but they actually stink.
They do, I can imagine.
Have to wear the same.
I mean, it wasn't much better than that on Cosby Country, was it?
No,
I remember,
exactly.
And especially in this country where I remember being down in Weymouth
yeah.
in Dorset 1 week, and on the Monday morning when we started filming, it was about -5,
yeah.
freezing cold, chucking it down. So I put on like a roll neck, I think, and I don't know, some sort of coat, pea coat or whatever. And then, you're going to take the mickey out of my roll neck, aren't you? And then, but then come Tuesday afternoon, when we're still meant to be in the same outfit, it was about 25 degrees and baking hot. And of course, we couldn't change, could we?
No.
So
Well, I did, and you used to get jealous because I didn't obey the rules.
Yeah, I did. Oh, get jealous.
Why has she got to change and I haven't? She changes on the second day.
Yeah. But then I wasn't willing to follow suit, was I?
No.
Break the rules.
You wouldn't break the rules still.
Just moan about
it. Even though you got jealous.
Yes.
But yeah, so I used to have to take two suitcases.
Right.
And the crew, of course, were like, oh, for God's sake, here comes Sarah, two suitcases. So I'd have these two massive suitcases. You have to lug them around, throw them in the van. And now I have a baby. So even more stuff goes in the suitcase. I'm going to Beirut soon.
Yeah.
I've got to pack all this stuff in. I don't know what I've got to pack.
Mm.
But I'm staying longer than, I've stayed away for.
So you're going to have at least three suitcases?
No, probably just two.
Okay.
Two and like some hand luggage.
Yeah.
So heavy suitcase, lugging it around. Oh, you put it all in. Oh my God, is it over 24? Oh, do I have to pay more to British Airways? Other airlines are available. I got to, EasyJet, make you pay extra, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I always get the scales out.
It is a really annoying experience, actually.
It's an annoying experience. Yeah. You put your suitcase on the scales and then it wobbles and falls and then you have to try and balance it on, and it's not a proper suitcase scale. It's just a scale that you stand on. It's for human beings, not suitcases. And then you think you've got weighed it right, and then you get to the airport and it's 3 over and you've got to take stuff out and put in another case or pay £60, right?
And all the while you're on your bum, sat in the middle of the departures lounge or whatever, crying,
having a meltdown.
Yeah.
Missing for God's sake, stressed. Oh my God, I've only got an hour left. Am I going to get through in time? Blah, blah, blah.
So you're going to have a solution for this, aren't you?
I do have a solution for this.
You've done a very good job of building it up.
Have I?
Yeah, if nothing else.
Did I go on?
No, it's good.
Just a little bit. Well, you went on about bloody golf for ages.
Sorry.
At least let me have my say.
Oh, they've got a really good
one. You said that was boring and slow.
Yeah. So, so basically, there is something called a smart suitcase.
Mm.
Now, there's something by Future X Robotics.
It's a clever name.
Well, that's just the general name. But there's something by Future X Robotics, a suitcase that actually follows you around the airport.
Right.
So it just senses where you are. It's like a suitcase robot.
Right, yeah.
So it senses where you are and it follows you around on its own. You don't have to touch it. You don't have to drag it. You can hold your baby, you can push the pram, you can sing a song, you can do whatever you want, do a dance if you want, walk along and your suitcase follows you.
What if someone pinches it?
Well, no, because you've got tracking devices, you've got an app, it's got GPS in it. You can follow wherever, you can follow it in the sky if you want.
Right.
You know when you lose your suitcase?
Yeah, you'd know.
They say, where is it? Well, you can look on your app and go, well, it's in Costa Rica, mate. You liar.
You mug.
You stupid mug, it's in Costa Rica, I can see it on my app. Got a smart suitcase.
Here we are in Felleraki, and my blooming suitcase is in Costa Rica.
Bloody Costa Rica!
You mug.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So
you can
track it if it's lost. You know that annoying thing in airports where you're like, oh, I need to charge my phone, and now your boarding card's on your phone, and so you find a plug on the floor, and you're sitting on the floor somewhere, and there's all these people crowded around you, looking over your shoulder, really annoying. You just plug it into your suitcase; it charges it for you. You can put it on top, it can follow you around, charging your phone. And it's got built-in digital scales.
So it weighs itself.
So it weighs itself. You just pack the stuff in and it just weighs, it tells you how much it weighs.
God.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It really is good.
I bet it's expensive.
Well, yeah, but now, the good thing with this Kickstarters and Indiegogo and all of these crowdfunding, you can buy stuff on the cheap.
Yeah, before
while they're
sense.
Raising money, you see. But you have to wait for it. So you might have to wait a couple of months till they're doing a mass production of it. But you can see, this company's raised a couple of million. So you know they're probably going to be all right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, mate.
They'll be all right, mate. She's put a couple of million.
She's put her business voice on, right? This is what happens when we have a good telly idea or something. This is how she talks to me. Right, all right. So here's the format of the show, right? What are you
do
doing?
I?
Right? Yeah,
do
right,
I do
mate.
That?
Yeah, you go a little bit. Right, yeah,
it's like my auntie Sheila. She talks like that. Yeah, she's a bit of a business woman, do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. She's a bit like that, you know what I mean? Yeah. You got to do that. You got to be like that. Yeah, you got to be a grafter.
Auntie Sheila.
Mad Auntie Sheila. She growls, actually. She growls when she's angry.
Goodness me.
She's a real character. We should get her on one day.
We should.
No, we're not getting Mad Auntie Sheila on. I'm terrified of her.
I think we should get Mad Auntie Sheila on.
Mad Auntie Sheila, do you want to come on? Don't tell the truth about anything, though.
Yeah, all right, I'll come on.
Yeah, is that how I talk when I talk about business?
You do, you go a little bit, you come up a little bit closer like this.
Do I?
Don't tell no one, but I've got this idea, right? It's a podcast about life hacks.
I've got an idea about life hacks. Do you want to be in on it? Do you want to be in on it? Or what?
You go a little bit sort of Cray Brothers or something.
Talk out the corner of my mouth.
That's a very good life hack, though.
It is, though, isn't it? Come on.
Yeah, I'll give you that. You are on form. You're on fire.
I'm on fire.
Very good. Very good indeed.
Thank you.
And I've got a feeling our guests, knowing who they are, I've got a feeling our guests are going to like it as well.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what I thought of the last night when I was thinking of the suitcase thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a bit weird.
Probably. When Sarah says, I don't know if this is maybe a bit weird, generally what follows that is something very weird.
You know, I did a season out in Ibiza.
Here we go.
In 1997.
Yeah, you were five.
I was literally five. And what it was, I went out and I worked in it, you know what I mean? Made a bit of money. No, anyway, listen, I did a season out there, it doesn't matter. I worked for a club called Clockwork Orange, right? Yeah. And there was a man in manumission who was a suitcase.
Right.
You never saw his head. And he just was like, I remember these legs. He just had legs poking out a suitcase and he just used to run around the club. You never ever saw his head. And you have to bend down and talk to him and go, you're right.
What?
You're right, mate. He'd be like, yes, thanks, I'm fine.
What was he hiding from?
He was just this is the thing. I Googled him last night.
Yeah.
And he was interviewed in Mixmag and he became a clubbing celebrity. I didn't realise this.
I'm not surprised.
And he's in The Independent. They spoke about him in The Independent newspaper. The suitcase man. He was remarkable. I mean, I don't know if he got paid for
it. Does anybody know why?
No one knows why. But there were all these sort of mad things happening in the late 90s, Drummond.
Yeah.
Before you were born. Not quite.
No.
Close.
I had curtains back then.
Did you?
Yeah. God, we did. They were really, really something.
Spectac.
Yeah.
Strawberry blonde curtains.
Basically. Yeah. Dreadful. Do you remember that?
Yeah, curtains, yeah.
God, I thought it was Liam Gallagher. Not that he had curtains.
I don't think he ever had curtains.
But I still thought it was him.
You
I
love
really
them,
wasn't.
Don't you? You love a bit of Oasis.
Oh, the boys. I just wish they'd make up and get on with it. Oh. Come on, lads.
Do you think we can get them on the show?
Come on. Yeah, we'll get them on the show. They'll definitely come on.
Can you just text Liam and what's his name?
Let's set ourselves up for a fall. So next week, folks, Liam and Noel Gallagher.
We get them back together live on Lifehackers.
Yeah. Wow. So, well, there we go.
There That's we go. A, that was my weird suitcase side story.
It was a good side story and an even better life hack.
Good. I'm looking forward to hearing yours. Mm. Should we go to a break first?
Yeah, let's go to a cheeky little break.
Ooh. Hello, you. Anna Williamson here from Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast. After a little bit of a break, I'm delighted to say I am back. Back with a vengeance with an absolutely corking roster of guests for my Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast, talking about all things mama and papa, mental health and a whole lot more. So make sure you tune in from next week to hear more from this.
That is another thing that they don't warn you about, like how difficult you might find breastfeeding and actually how much it hurts at the beginning, even if you are doing it correctly.
To hear about this.
I didn't know when my cervix was at 18. And then there I was, like, learning midwifery and seeing babies being born.
And to listen to this.
I genuinely think I was a better mother to my first child.
That's interesting.
When I was younger than I am now.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, have an iPad and, you know, get on because I've got stuff to do. Mm. I was never like that with Oshin.
So make sure you tune in. I'm so looking forward to sharing with you some of my incredible guests that are all absolutely inspiring. So it's Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast, a brand new series. And of course, you can get it on your Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Hope you enjoy.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Life hackers, welcome back.
Welcome back to the Life Hack Arena.
Yes. Now, it's my turn, isn't it?
Go on then, Drummond.
And this is going to have to be a good one because I'm 4-2 down, okay? No, I'm going to get in there first because you're going to ridicule me. You're going to tell everybody I'm posh. You know, you're going to do that thing you do.
No.
You pretend I'm really posh when secretly it's you that's posher than me.
I am not posher than you, Drummond. Everyone can hear
and why
that
does
you
it,
are posher.
Why does it even matter what class we are? It doesn't exist anymore.
Well, it's easy for you to say from your throne.
From your ivory tower.
From your ivory tower, looking down on the rest of us.
Well, this is
smoking
quite a,
cigars.
This is quite a life. Well, this is quite a posh life hack.
Oh,
but it's
well,
one that
Kel Surprise.
It's Kel Surprise.
But it's one, very good.
It's one that most of us could employ, I hope.
Okay.
It's basically to do with wine.
Right.
Which is one of my favourite things in life.
Okay.
Now, in English, we call it wine futures.
Right.
It's all about wine trading. In French, it's called en primeur, which I think sounds a bit sexier than wine futures, doesn't it? And basically, this is it. You can buy wine when it's still in its barrel in the cellar at a vineyard. Okay?
Right.
So you might buy a bottle for 10 quid of Bordeaux that's from a really good vineyard that you think's going to be from a very good vintage.
Right.
And because you're buying it when it's still in the barrel and it hasn't been bottled and no one's tried it, no one knows whether it's any good.
Yeah.
If it is good, 10 years later, you could potentially make yourself an absolute
fortune.
Fortune, yeah.
Okay.
This is where you'd employ your voice, like, yeah, mate, I've got this bottle.
I've got this wine.
I've got this wine.
It's in the barrel, right? If you buy it now, buy it for a fiver.
It's in Bordeaux. They don't pronounce the X.
Right.
Bordeaux, you know what I mean? Get from Bulldogs.
Get down Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Get down Bulldogs.
And you can buy it for £10 a bottle when it's
right.
in the wine. When it's in the barrel, excuse
yeah.
me. And it might become 50 quid later or £500. You never know.
Yeah.
So it's a way of buying and investing in wine for a profit without investing much money. And you can either make a profit or you can just enjoy it. And I think that's a great life hack, isn't it? Because
that is quite interesting.
I don't know.
But can I ask, so, you know, some wines, how long do they stay in the barrel?
Well, after they've been harvested and they've gone through the winemaking process and whatever, they put them in the barrel. It's going to be a couple of years at least before you drink it normally.
But some of them stay like, you know, 10 years, don't they?
So Bordeaux's are sometimes not opened for donkeys.
Yeah, what exactly?
I mean, I'm not a wine expert, so don't ask me anything.
So, but I mean, no, I'm talking about return on money, you know what I mean?
When I'm down Bordeaux's.
Well, like, I've put some money in down Bordeaux's.
Yeah.
Right.
Bought myself a few bottles of the old blooming,
And then.
Centimillion. Centimillion, mate. You know what I mean? We're going to make a million.
God.
We're getting carried away.
We are.
Yeah.
So then. But I then have no control of when I can get my money back out or return on investment. Because they might say, look, this one needs to stay in there for 20 years.
Yeah, they might. So it will be
so
bottled.
It's a punt.
It would normally stay in the bottle. It won't stay in the barrel.
So it won't stay in the barrel, it stays in the bottle.
No, it stays in the barrel.
Okay, well, I didn't know this.
The length of time that you keep, I mean, there are probably wine buffs all over the country that are listening to this because we've got such a vast array of listeners, but they'll probably write in and tell me off. But normally, the length of time that wine stays in the barrel is part of the process, and you would leave it longer there if you want more of the taste of the barrel to come into the wine. sometimes shorter.
A little bit but woody. It tastes ages, a bit woody.
It ages in the bottle normally.
Oh, right, okay.
As far as I know.
And so then you decant it.
When it's bottled, some wines, yes, you wouldn't want to drink for 10 years plus. And in that case, you can either have it shipped to you and you can store it in your own cellar if you've got the right type of cellar.
Yeah, because we all have a wine cellar, mate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, we all have a wine cellar.
Oh, I'm not posh. You just store it in your wine cellar,
I didn't say that I had a wine cellar. I don't. But if you'd let me finish, if you don't have a wine cellar, like me, you could buy some wine and there are companies that will ship it over to you and keep it in their cellar. You'll pay a small fee and they'll cellar it for you. Don't ask me that sort of thing.
Well, why have you not researched your life hack? Well, I want to know how much it costs to put a wine in the cellar.
How much was your bloody smart smoot case?
Well, it's about $350.
Oh, you're just picking numbers out of the air, yeah?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, this is like Dragon's Den.
What do you mean?
Hi, I'm James. I want to talk about the numbers. Do you remember him? He was great, wasn't he? Hi,
Richard James. Was good. I like Richard.
Yeah.
He had curtains.
Does he? He was like Michael J. Fox, wasn't he? The little
guy. Yeah,
Michael.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway.
So that's my life hack.
Okay.
It's a good way. I mean, that is a. It's.
No, I do like it. I do like your life hack. I think it's the best life hack you've brought in so far, actually.
Well, that's good to hear because I've won on two occasions. So if it's better than both of those, then I've got half a chance.
Yeah, but they were a bit rubbish, the ones you won. I feel like it was beginner's luck.
Look.
What did you win on again? Can you even remember?
I think the first one, what?
He's looking at the producer.
Looking at the producer. The stirring.
She's doing
the
she's
cream.
Doing
sun
a scrub.
Cream. Yes, the first right. one, yeah.
Oh, see, valuables you couldn't even remember.
Valuable, that's because I just do it. It's just a habit now. I put my valuables in sun empty sunscreen bottle, that one.
Oh, yeah, and that was quite good.
The next one.
The next one was rubbish. What was it?
See, you don't even know.
I don't even know. I can't remember. And you're looking at producer Imogen to see, remember what it was as well.
Was it the egg and the asparagus in the kettle?
Probably. Mm.
People all around the country.
No,
doing that.
You didn't win that. That was when plant-based Bella was here and she was a vegan. She said, I'm not doing any egg life hacks.
Yeah, not boiling those.
Periods. I'm not boiling any chicken period in my kettle.
That's such a horrible idea.
Isn't it?
Anyway. I think I've got half a chance with that, but it's not up to
quite
you
good.
To decide.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not. We've got the Made by Mama's girls in.
Made by Mama.
Made by Mama. They're a lovely duo, actually, these two. Mm. Have you had a listen to their podcast?
I have, and they complement each other wonderfully.
They are a wonderful compliment to one another.
Not like me and you.
No.
No. They probably like each other as well.
Yeah, they probably do. Yeah.
So it's Georgia Dayton and Zoe Hardman of Heart FM.
Yes.
I worked with Zoe many, 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 many moons ago.
Do you want to talk about that before she comes in case something embarrassing happened? Is that what you're doing here?
Nothing. I don't think anything embarrassing happened.
Oh, what show did you work on?
We were doing some show that was a bit like Loose Women.
Okay.
It was a bit like that, but Zoe did talk a lot about sex, actually, in it.
Did she?
She did.
I think that's what she does in her podcast.
Yeah. Does she? Made by mummers?
Yeah.
They're not talking about mummy stuff?
Yeah, a bit of sex creeps in, though, from time to time, what I know.
Bound to.
Yeah.
I wonder what their life hacks are going to be. So we're going to have two life hacks.
We are. I was going to say, we'll have a double
whammy
this week.
Double
whammy
of life hacks.
And it'd be nice to talk about a bit of sex, wouldn't it?
Really? Once. Yeah. You're in that mood. Sun's out.
We don't, sun's out, buns out. Is that the phrase? I don't know.
Yeah. Shall we get them in?
Let's get them in.
We've got the Made by Mama's girls here. This is exciting, isn't it?
Yes. I'm in a room with three mums.
You are? How do you feel about that?
Great. I mean, I love my mum. If I could have three of her, I'd have three of her.
Three mums, but four women.
Four women, yeah, because there is a baby in this tummy.
Oh. There's a baby
in
the tummy.
A baby girl.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. How many months are you?
Eight. Well, eight and a bit, yeah.
So that means you're close to giving birth, doesn't it?
Yeah, it could happen at any moment now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I sometimes, when people say they're 8 and a half months pregnant, I think, you've got ages to go. Yeah, but no, it's the other way around, isn't it? I know you can normally tell, but with someone like yourself...
He wasn't away in science class.
No, I wasn't.
How long did you think it took to grow a baby?
I didn't know you grew them inside you. It's weird.
Doesn't the stork deliver them?
They do come out your bum, right?
Oh, God. Sometimes.
Let's not go into that.
No, let's not go into that.
So thank you for joining us. Because you've got a podcast of your own, obviously, haven't you?
We have.
have.
Yeah, yay. We have.
We've got a sort of parent, well, it is a parenting podcast, but basically it's just honest chat between really, really cool parents.
We talk about all kinds of stuff. Zoe talks about sex a lot.
I haven't actually talked about it so far on this series. Can you believe it? We've recorded 4 episodes and not a mensch, not a sniff of dick.
Not a sniff.
You've changed.
I know.
So is that something that becomes quite prominent in your mind after you become a mum, sex? Do you think about it a lot?
I think about it a lot anyway, but Georgia?
Yeah. I mean, no, not for me, to be fair.
You are about to pop, though, so it's
yeah,
probably...
I mean, yeah, no.
Don't ask Georgia any more questions.
not about sex, please.
Why? Does it make you feel awkward?
Zoe constantly makes me feel awkward about sex. It's like, it's one of her favourite things to do.
To talk about and make you feel awkward.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You, if you ever
and
want
now Drummond's in the room as well, so it's all going to kick in.
If you want to cringe Georgia out, just get her onto the subject of sex and it's like...
Yeah.
She just goes like that.
Yeah, no, please. Yeah, we don't talk about
it. Yeah, please, fine. Well, you're going to hate my hack then.
Stop. Oh, have you got a sex life hack?
Yep.
Oh, whoa. You little ripper. Oh,
of course she has.
Yes.
This is our first,
that is a first
sexual life hack.
Is it?
People.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, let's get cracking
Zoe
with
Harbin,
yeah.
You little sex pot. What
yeah,
have you
let's
got for
get
us?
Cracking with the sex hack.
This is going to literally change your lives. Okay, it's called the kissing game. Okay. This is something that I do.
Not quite as sexy a name as I was hoping. The kissing game.
Well, we could change it to like tongue off.
Oh yeah, now you're talking.
So my husband and I have just started doing this at home. Okay.
Okay.
This tugging off. Right. Okay.
Does he know that you're presenting this to us?
Oh, I talk about everything. I remember I presented a sex show on Heart for 6 months.
Of
like
course.
I talk about everything. He can't listen to it anymore because it offends him so mortally.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is something that was passed on to me, so I'm very grateful
to
the person that
not passed
on
down
to
through
me.
The family.
Ew,
sorry.
So basically, this is not for people that don't fancy each other, okay? You actually have to, even if you're married and you don't fancy each other, probably don't try it. But if you do fancy each other, but you're not having as much sex as you would like to, because we can all get into those ruts where we just get into bed and watch, you know, Game of Thrones and we're not touching each other. So what you have to do is spend 2 minutes at the end of every day snogging your partner.
Mm.
Mind blown. Like how long, how many times a day do you kiss?
2 minutes.
That's too long. Two whole minutes.
Yeah, but listen, if you're not having sex at home, start snogging.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to touch each other. Like you can't be, you know.
Oh, right.
So you can't have a grope.
There's no
so
groping.
There's got to be a bit of discipline involved as well.
Yeah. But like not touching each other at all, so you've got to sit on your hands.
No.
Is it like...
You're not a strip joint.
You're not a strip joint.
Stop.
Sit on your hands.
It's more about your lifestyle than perhaps you'd like.
Okay.
You can cuddle in. Like you're in a proper snog. Like really, really get into it. But you're not fondling. You're not breasts or,
fine.
You know, down there. And then even if you didn't want to have sex when you started kissing, at the end of the kissing game, your tongue off, you cannot wait to have sex.
Well, it's guaranteed.
I mean, it's worked 100% of the time for us.
Really?
Whoa, okay.
We've done it a week. We've been playing the game for a week. We've had sex 5 times.
Really?
That's 100% success rate, in case you needed to do the math.
How great's that? That's amazing. With 2 kids in the house as well.
Well, they're asleep.
Yeah. Right, so do it when the kids are... How do you feel about this sex talk now,
Well,
Georgia?
I mean, I won't be embarking on this.
What?
Two minutes a day. Because I quite often don't want to have sex. So I wouldn't want to start something that would make
you'd
me
have
want
to finish the whole point about the hack.
Yeah, but I don't want to want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but you might.
Why not?
All right.
Because of time, like...
Time, it doesn't take that long.
I might think to myself... Right.
It doesn't take that long. What does that tell
us? I know, exactly.
Yeah, thanks for that, Zoe. It doesn't take that long. It's only 5 minutes.
It was 5 minutes.
I'd probably rather wash my hair sometimes.
But you could do both.
No.
Wash
me,
your hair and
as
have
soon
sex.
As it gets to like the evening, I'm thinking, right, how long have I got to bed? How long, if I'm not asleep by 10:30, then how little sleep am I going to get? So, you know, maybe once or twice a week I might do the 2 minute game, but I'm not doing it every single day.
Once or twice a week.
Yeah, it would be a waste of time.
This is not happening at 10:30 at night. This is happening at 8 p.m. So you've maybe had dinner or pre-dinner and it's just a quick 15 minutes. and it sets you up.
Maybe if it was instead, I could fit it in around, I say to my husband, right, you're not watching the football tonight, we're going to play the 2 minute kissing game.
Just try it with him, that's all
okay.
I'm saying.
All right, yeah,
that'll
maybe.
Be a good test.
What do you guys
actually?
Think?
Yeah. I think that's a brilliant life hack. I think I'm going to try it out. Are you going to try it out, Drummond?
I don't need to.
Yeah, always up for it. Always up for it, John. But what about your wife?
Yeah, I don't have a wife. No, I have a girlfriend.
Okay. What about your girlfriend? Maybe she always up for it.
I'm not discussing that sort of thing on
what?
A podcast. Don't be disgusting. Oh. Wouldn't talk about Dolly like that.
Proper man.
But I can see that it would help. I think it's a great game.
Do you?
But I have been in relationships where the other member of the relationship hasn't been a brilliant kisser.
Oh well, then what? You with the wrong person?
Yeah. Maybe. So and I'm sure there are people out there who are in love with somebody and very happy in their relationship, but their partner's dreadful at kissing. In which case, maybe it wouldn't work.
No,
you're not married to someone who is not a good kisser.
Really? I don't know.
No.
Do you not think it exists?
Doesn't exist.
But what if they're everything else but a good kisser?
Yeah.
Well, then you like,
talk to them about it.
You teach them. You're going to say you teach them.
Do you talk to them about it?
Maybe not talk to them, but guide them.
Guide them.
Or you just turn it into another game, like the massage game.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Although
you might fall asleep.
Actually, I can get on board with the massage game.
You said that as if you've there we go. You said that as if you've tried the massage game as well.
I've tried all the games.
I think that's a pretty good life hack, isn't it?
I think it's very good life. I think the listeners are going to be trying that out.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a lot better than my egg and asparagus in a kettle one.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That wasn't sexy.
That wasn't sexy at all.
No.
Kerr, when he's travelling, he likes to boil an egg in a kettle.
Yeah.
And eat it with asparagus dippy soldiers. That was actually one of his life hacks.
See, I like that.
Yeah.
Do you?
That brings me onto my life hack, actually.
Oh.
It's another foolproof life hack, like Zoe's. It won't fail.
Right.
It also involves eggs.
Okay.
And this
like
totally
Zoe's.
This is gonna sum me up. You don't poach an egg in a saucepan. Oh. You poach an egg in a frying pan.
What?
Mm. Yeah, it's foolproof. So I boil a kettle.
Right.
I put like an inch of water into the frying pan.
Right.
Bubble a little bit and then crack the egg in. And that's it.
It
doesn't fail.
No vinegar.
What about vinegar?
No vinegar, no salt, nothing added.
What about the little whisk in the middle to make a
Don't need to do any of it. No, literally, little bit bubbling in a frying pan.
See.
Crack it in.
That is true.
Listen, that is so good.
Yeah. I'm the queen of eggs. I have two eggs every single day.
You are.
My other half's a wizard with an egg. And she, right, I thought she'd nailed it. And she uses a frying pan. So,
does she?
Yeah, she does.
There we go.
But is this a thing?
It is.
Is it a frying pan thing? I've never heard of this.
She had me at the eggs.
Did she?
Absolutely.
It's a good way to woo a man with a couple of eggs.
It is. You don't need the kissing game.
Well,
it all starts with the kissing game, Julie, let me tell you.
And she'll probably tell me off for telling you this, but she, as well as using a frying pan, she also puts the eggs in the water for 30 seconds in their shell before she cracks them.
What?
And that gets rid of all the wispy bits of egg white.
Oh.
I should have saved that for another show.
You should have done. Do you know what we've been doing in our house? I mean, it's obviously slightly weird, but it's we're cracking eggs into cling film.
Oh yeah.
And then twizzling them over and then hanging them over the side of a saucepan, but then they catch on fire.
Yeah.
It's not been working.
Dangerous.
See, if you do George's trick, you don't need to muck around with cling film. And you'll save the planet as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All that plastic.
I think that's a brilliant life hack.
Sorry.
What does it say about me that I'm getting much more excited about George's egg poaching than I am about the smothering game?
Who's won? Well, we've never had two guests in the studio. It's usually one.
We don't normally have to choose a winner.
No, but I've got a feeling me and Kerr, unsurprisingly, will go for separate ones.
Yes. I'm well and truly in Team Egg.
Oh, shut up.
And I'm on Team Kissing.
Yay!
It's a draw.
It's a draw.
No, it's a draw for Made by Mamas.
And that leads us on to our life hacks, because there's every chance that this could be a draw as well. Although I hope it won't be.
Well, we can't have a draw.
Well, we might. What do we do? We've never been in this position before.
I don't know. I don't think. Well, we have to say there can't be a draw.
Okay, there can't be a draw. You have to, if you have to discuss it between yourselves, you're welcome to do that. But just to remind you, you've got to choose between Sarah's clever suitcase, which is
very smart suitcase.
That's what they call it, smart suitcase.
Your smart suitcase.
Or my imprimeur, which is your wine buying, or wine futures, they call it, where you're investing in wine when it's still in the barrel.
Right, we're going to have a chat.
Go on, have a chat amongst yourselves.
No, they are chatting in the studio.
Whispering.
Plenty of chatting going on. I feel like Georgia.
Say that out loud.
He does need to win.
I'm outnumbered. There's too many mums in this room.
No, but the thing is,
and I'll never be a mum.
You know that, like £10 for a bottle of wine that's worth £500 in 10 years.
Yeah, long. You could put your children through school. That sort of return.
What could you buy?
Yeah exactly.
Right.
You see.
God, I think I've lost this one.
Yeah. Come on then.
Go on then. With Georgia, you did the honours.
I mean, we really do like the suitcase, but...
Yes! fact... I love a but.
The combination of wine and money...
Yes, there you go.
Too much. Too much for us to turn down.
Oh, wow. Well done, Drummond.
Thanks.
You needed that win, to be fair, didn't you?
Yep, I did.
What are we at now?
I think that's 4-3.
4-3.
Who's in the lead?
I am.
Damage, unfortunately.
Damage in the lead.
Yeah. It was a close call, but, you know, as a mother, you need to drink wine daily. So.
You do, especially if you've got to play the kissing game at some point.
Especially
that
after kissing games. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
It has, hasn't it? Do you know, I think it was the way I pronounced en primeur.
Do you think that's what it was?
I think that's what swayed it.
God.
I'm so happy to win.
I bet you are.
I needed that.
You did need it.
Yeah, I was actually quite nervous this week.
Were you?
Yeah.
You didn't sleep much last night.
No. Kissing game, you see.
The kissing game.
That was a good one as well, though.
That was a good one, but you went for the egg.
I did. Well, I love eggs.
You do love
eggs. And
an
egg. I know that it makes you sort of slightly, I don't know, what's the phrase? You feel a bit vommy, don't you, when you talk about eating eggs?
I don't feel vommy.
No. Okay. No. It was a very, she's right, though. It's the best way to cook a poached egg.
I've never seen that ever in a frying pan.
No?
I think I'd say, what are you doing with a frying pan? Why are you trying to poach an egg in a frying pan, you weirdo?
Well, come here, mate. All right? What you do is you get your frying pan.
Listen, there's no money involved in this. Yeah. You don't have the right to do that voice, quite frankly.
That makes it 4-3, Lifehackers.
It does!
I've started a comeback.
He's started a comeback, yeah. But I'm still ahead.
You are just ahead. And your life hack this week was very good.
I'd like to compliment
you on your life hack.
Thank you.
I'm going to shake your hand.
Okay.
Because that's what golf taught me.
Oh, God, he's got a grip like a beast.
What's that? Yeah, well, that's what golf taught me.
You took my nail off.
Look at your nails.
I know, they're growing off.
Yeah, life hack is, Sarah's got the most amazing nails
I've
this week.
I've got acrylic nails on. Gel nails. I don't know what they are.
Scarlet red.
They're scarlet red and they're growing off because I don't have time to do anything anymore.
No.
Do my nails.
Talk to me about nails before we go.
Why?
I'm fascinated by them.
Why? You were always complaining about my nails. I think girls should have nice natural nails. That's what he says to me. Girls should have nice natural nails. And if I ever came in to work with some chrome nails, it'd be like, oh, look at the state of your nails. Once when we were having a banter in the garden on Coast versus Country, we used to slag each other off a bit as part of the show.
Bit? You just call me Ginger all the time.
Yeah, well, you said, look at the state of your nails. That's what you said to me on camera. They cut
I
it
just
out.
Find them a bit bizarre.
You find a bit bizarre, don't you?
Plastic, and they all look the same, don't they?
No, I have designs on mine.
Do you? Yeah.
When I gave birth, I had a whole array of patterns all over my nails.
And then if you like catch that on something, it rips your proper nail off with it, doesn't it?
No, they're still on, even though you've just maimed me.
Hmm. All right, well, here we go. This time next week, when we're doing our Lifehackers podcast again, we'll see how many of those nails are left over, shall we?
Well, they'll probably be the same nails, but grown off more.
See, this is the growing off thing.
They grow
off.
It
weirds me out a little bit. And how are they? Are they glued onto your nails?
No, it's my nail.
Right.
But they've just got this heavy, like, hard stuff on top.
Is that a shellac? Is that what you call
it? It's like a shellac. Just stick with shellac, Drummond.
I don't know what it means.
Why are you trying to get involved in this? Why?
Okay.
Why?
Well, actually, talking about shellac.
Yeah.
I know a life hack to do with shellac. Maybe I'll present it next week.
What?
There's something to look forward to, life hackers.
No, a life hack to do with shellac?
Yep.
I bet you don't.
I do. Mark my words.
Is it something to do with soaking them off?
It's really boring, actually. I don't think I'm going to present it next week. It's to do with MDF.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, let's end this. On
let's
that note,
end this
thanks for listening. Please
thanks
come
for
back.
Listening, life hackers.
See you soon.
Rate us 5 stars, please, darlings.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states.
UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.